This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is asking Americans to watch this week's Super Bowl football championship game only with their households to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Speaking in a virtual news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19.
Not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. We must take prevention interventions seriously. Now is not the time to let our guard down.
Walensky said that infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death total is expected to follow the decrease in infections. A United Nations-backed program to deploy COVID-19 vaccines to the neediest people worldwide on Wednesday announced plans for an initial distribution of more than 100 million doses by the end of the first quarter and more than 200 million more by the end of June. Frederik Christiansen is the deputy CEO of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations.
With these allocations announced today, we are on the path to really start balancing out a global map, which so far has shown, you know, how many lower income countries are yet to stop vaccinating a single person, while other wealthier countries go ahead towards mass vaccination.
The Vaccine Alliance, which is leading the COVAX program along with CEPI and the WHO, says the Pfizer-BioNTech rollout through the program is expected in the first quarter of this year. AstraZeneca's rollout will come in the first half of the year. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents in Myanmar's largest city have held a noise protest for a second night in opposition to Monday's military coup. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Banging pots and pans together, smashing food tins with sticks and clapping loudly. Residents kept up a sustained cacophony as they stood on balconies of downtown apartment blocks or in the street with passing cars, joining in with blaring horns. In a country where the military has a record of dealing brutally with protests, the tactic means they can make their feelings known with little physical risk. Monday's coup came as lawmakers had gathered in the capital for the opening of a new parliamentary session. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations' highest court ruled on Wednesday that it can hear a case brought by Iran against the United States in a bid to end sanctions the Trump administration reimposed in 2018. Lawyers for the United States argued at hearings last year that the case should be thrown out by the International Court of Justice for lack of jurisdiction and admissibility. However, the court's president, Abdul Qawi Ahmed Youssef, said that the judges rejected the U.S. arguments. Now that the court has ruled it can hear the case, it will likely take years to reach a conclusion. Rulings by the World Court, which settles disputes between nations, are final and legally binding. Former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi agreed Wednesday to try to form a new government to see Italy through the devastating coronavirus pandemic after the previous coalition collapsed. After being formally tasked by President Sergio Mattarella, Draghi urged Italy's splintered and squabbling political parties to get behind him at this difficult moment. Italy has been without a fully functioning government for weeks after Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's outgoing coalition collapsed in a dispute over the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. A film about a film writer and a TV show about British royalty lead the nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
Watch those stairs. They're treacherous.
Every moment of my life is treacherous.
The Netflix movie Mank leads the film nominees for the Golden Globes with 6, including Best Drama Film. The Crown leads the TV categories, also with 6. Other multiple nominees include The Trial of the Chicago 7, Ozark, and Nomadland. The Golden Globes will be delayed 2 months because of the pandemic, but they will still be the first major Hollywood award show. They will be staged February 28th, with Tina Fey hosting from New York and Amy Poehler in Los Angeles. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.